Okay. Good morning. We are starting today Shin Mem Vav Si'if Gimel. Okay, I just sent out a couple pictures on the WhatsApp, so this can help us for the Ramaz portion. Gimel, a karpif, perush, makom shemukaf mechitzot belo kiroi kamo chatzer. So a karpif basically is in any open field. There may or may not be walls around it. Often there are walls around it, but it doesn't have to be. Yoter mi beitza tayim. And it's more than what we call a beitza tayim, or 50 by 100 amot, or 70 and 2/3 squared. That's if it's going to be that size or larger, even though if there is walls, it would be called a Rishos Sayachid. If it's Shalohu Kafodira, what does that mean? If it's not surrounded, like a chatzer, has walls around it. If it's not ladira, if it's not used for normal, regular function for living purposes, if it's a playground, that's all called hukaf ladira. That's all normal usage. Lo hukaf ladira means it's a place that's not normally used. You're not going in and out to grab things from there. It's not used to play. It's an area left alone, like a field. Asru chachamim letaltel bo. Chazal made a din derabanan that even though if it has walls, it would have been a rishus seyachid as a din of a karmelit, and it's asr to carry in there elatoch arba amos. Right? You can't move in there more than dalet. You can't move something in there more than dalet amos. Within dalet amos, it's okay. Right, but within more than dalet amos, it'd be considered carrying midarabanan, because you're carrying in a karmelis. Okay. Umutar lahotzi mimenu lekarmelit acher kegon bika ha'overet lefanav. So to carry from this karpev, you can carry from that into a karmelis that's right next to it, adjacent. Because you're just carrying from one karmelit to another karmelit, which you learned is mutter. You're allowed to always carry from one karmelit to another karmelit directly, because it's all one karmelit. Assuming you're not moving it more than dalet amos. That means, right, you're just passing over the fence to one karmelit to another karmelit would be okay, as long as it doesn't go more than dalet amos. But to take it from a karmelit, we learned also to Rosh Hashanah Yachid or to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, that would be Aser. Okay, and if actually sometimes it could be Esther Midarabanan, sometimes it could be an Esther Daraisa, depending. Because a Karmelit can be sometimes transformed from a Rosh Hashanah Rabim or from Makom Patur or from Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Actually, for sure, a Karmelit can be made from a Rosh Hashanah Yachid and certainly from a Makom Patur. I'm not sure if it could be made from a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. I have to think about that. V'lachin. Mutar likach mafteach mikarmelit shelifnei gina liftoach velino lahachzir mafteach elav. Okay, so now the Ramah is going to come up with a few different situations. You want to get inside this chatzer, and you can't get in. It's locked. It has a door, and you need a key to get in. So it all depends on the situation. Basically, the issue is you're allowed to take it from a karmelit into another karmelit, but you can't take it from a karmelit into a Rishos Hayachid. Okay. So if you have your key out, for example, let's say you have this karpef, which we decided was a Rishos Hayachid, converted midarabanan and into a karmelit. Now outside there's a fence, outside the area, if it's a karmelit outside, you're allowed to take from a key, like you can hide the key under a doormat or something like that, and take it and use it to enter. So put it inside and even enter with it, bring the key with you inside the chatzer. Okay, and it's not a problem to transfer from one to another because it's a karmelit to a karmelit, but you can't carry, obviously, again, dalet amos. Okay. Ubilvad. Now, so the Ramah comes up with a case to be careful. I don't think these cases are too common nowadays, but okay, I guess it depends where you live. He says, Shalo yehe b'neim in iskupa shehi rishos hayachid. It's important to realize that you can't take a key or any item from a Rishas HaYachid into this Karpev. So let's say, again, you can look at the picture, but a skufa is basically a raised platform from the floor. And if the skufa, I'll read it a little further, if you have this mound or this platform where you see that there's four walls formed by the platform itself because it's raised 10 tfachim and the platform itself is 4x4, and since it's raised, let's say it's a box, just conceptually, the top of the platform is like the top of a box, and on all sides you have four walls. The platform itself is made up of, it's surrounded by walls from below. But since you have walls from below, we say that it's ki'ilu, the walls continue up, and that's, whatever, that's the Rishu Sayachid Deraisa. So therefore, if the key was on the iskufa, you have to keep the key there. You can't take the key and bring it with you into the karpif when you open up the door. You can use the key to unlock it, but remove the key before you open up the door and bring it inside. Okay. O sheyesh la shtei mechitzot min hatzadim shehem rechavim arba u'mashkof aleha rechava arba. Da'az havei reshut hayachid af al pi she'eina gavoa asara. So here's another case of a reshus hayachid, where let's say the skufa is not, the platform itself is not raised a full 10 tefachim high. So therefore, below it, what you're standing on, as if you're like, remember, imagine you're standing on a box. Since you don't have walls made up from the side of the sides of the platform that you're standing on, there is another way to have that as a reshus hayachid. The problem is just taking from a reshus hayachid into a karmelis. So that's really all we're saying. If it's a little confusing, all we're saying is you can't take it from a reshus hayachid into a karmelis or this karpev. So this other example is, let's say you have a ceiling, like an archway, but let's say a covering, a square archway to keep it simple. Okay, we'll get to that later. A square archway to keep it simple. So that's your entranceway. And you have this roof that is four wide. So if the roof is four wide or four deep, right, you're looking up and it's 4x4, and you have walls on both sides. If you have walls on both sides, that's four, and then you have the mashkof on top. So then if you have walls that are four on both sides and a mashkof that's four on top, then we call that a reshus hayachid. But there must be airspace, there must be a height of 10 tefachim inside. Must be an airspace of 4x4 and 10 high. And then when you have such a scenario of two sidewalls and the mashkof on top, we say pi tikra yored vesotim, and you end up having four walls. And this is the reshus hayachid. So it's just another example where you can end up with the reshus hayachid. So all these cases of where you're having this, anytime, and we're going to see the Ramah is actually quite machmer, and you keep going, quotes from the Mordechai. So anytime you have this entranceway, this iskufa, this mound or platform, as you walk in from one reshus to another, be very careful, because you may be over an Isser Derabanan. Could be an Issa Daraisa, depending if we're dealing with Rishas Sarabim and Rishas Yachim going on. But okay. Let's keep reading. Mihu. Asur lahachnis miskufa l'Rishas Yachid o ipcha dechashinan. Oh, I skipped a line. Let me just go back again. O sheyesh lashtei mechitzos min etzadim. You have two walls on the side. That's the second case I mentioned. That's Rishas Yachid. Shehem rechavim arba'a u'mashkof alea rechava arba'a. Okay. The az have a Rishas Yachid. Because then it becomes a mamash reshus hayachid. Afal pi she'ena gavoa asara. Even if the iskufa is not 10 high. So again, you can have, there's two scenarios, I sent it out from those vahadar, where you can have a reshus hayachid. Either the iskufa is 10 high and that creates your walls, or the iskufa is not 10 high, but you have a height of 10 between the floor and the mashkof. And you have your two walls on the side. Okay. Mihu asur lahachnis mi skupa l'rishus hayachid o ibcha. However, this is really it's a chayshinan. I'll keep reading. The chayshinan shema lo ye tikra arba'a. He says even if you have any skupa in front of rishus hayachid, the time that it's 100% mutter to carry from the skupa and bring in the key inside is inside the chatzer, which is a karmelis. But if you have this iskupa by a rishus hayachid, and the Mishnah Berurah points out also an iskupa if it would be adjacent to rishus harabim, you can't carry from this iskupa into rishus harabim. So the problem is you can this you can't transfer from this. It's like a dinder rabbanan type of thing. It's that you can't transfer from this iskupa, which is. This case is it might even be a makom patur. It's because we're afraid. And even if you have a roof, you can't do it because sometimes you're going to end up without a roof of four, and you're going to end up with this platform that's not 10 high, and you don't have a roof that's four, and it turns out that you're carrying from a karmelit or a rishus harabim into a rishus hayachid. So again, this is a problem. To have when you have this iskupa that goes inside a house, which is a rishus hayachid. When you're going into a chatzer or a karpef, that's a karmelit, then it's okay. V'az im ena iskupa gavoa shlosha yesh lahadin shelefanea. Now, anytime you have a platform that's and we're afraid the platform is going to end up being less than three. So the scenario is basically you're afraid the platform is less than three and the roof didn't turn out to be 4x4. And it turns out this platform, because if it'd be above three, it'd be a makom patur. But if, since it's below three, it might turn out to be below three sometimes. And so we're afraid. So the gzera is even if it's afil im gavoa shlosha. Even if it would be, so if it would be above three, again, it wouldn't be a problem. But it's, we're chashinan, there's this gzera on this iskufa that's in front of a rishus hayachid that we're machmer for the scenario when it won't, that it'll turn out to be that it's also a rishus harabim. It has the same din of the area that's all in front of it. And there is outs, again, bottom line, when is this gzera? It's when you're talking about an iskupa between a rishus hayachid and on the other side, it's a rishus harabim. Or even a karmelis, it could be. So that's a question by a karmelis, how far you take this, the gzera. But, okay. Yeah, so leave that as a tzarech iyun if it's a karmelis on the other side. Okay. Mi'achar shekol rishu shalanu him karmelis amino matzah minet mino v'ne'or. But it seems to be that the Ramah is even taking it with a karmelis. Because and even if you end up with this makom patur next to a karmelis, we consider the whole thing a karmelis, and then you're carrying from this karmelis into a rishus hayachid. So, okay, so that's the din of the Ramah, where he is machmer even on a karmelis.
But not on a case where the skuf itself was raised 10 high. Only the case where
right. If the iskufa is clearly 10 high, or you have this square archway of it's definitely 4x4, and you have mechitzot on both sides.
That's the gzera in the case of the archway. That's when we have this gzera.
I think the gzera is only when there's no walls on the side. Okay, we can discuss afterwards, and we'll correct if we're wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's only if, the gzera is only when there's no mechitzos min hastadim. V'chein im tikra rechava harbe, v'ein la mechitzos min hastadim. Now also, if you have, dina k'resho shelefanea, I'll just keep reading, v'chein v'gagin shelanu habotim lefnei abatim dinam k'resho shelefneihem. What's this case? It's the same case, it kind of says it twice. If you have in front of a house that end, you open up the door to the house and it goes into a rishus harabim or a karmelis, for example, and you have this anim over your front door, you have this mashkof, this anim, this covering, this tikra, or the roof continues over your front door, but there's no walls around you. It's just an overhang over your front door. And it's 4x4. What's the din of this case? So everyone says, That has the din of wherever the ground is outside. If your house enters a Rishus Harabim, underneath this awning, this covering, it's a Rishus Harabim. If it's a Carmelis, it's a Carmelis. So some people think they can carry from under Mishnah Berurah, the Taz. I'll point out, some people think you can carry from this awning inside your house. Well, that's 100% Asur, either Daraisa or Darabanan. We don't say Pi Tikra Yorid Vesotim when you only have one wall, the wall of your house, and you have this awning that's open on three walls. Even, they say, even if you have a pillar or a little pole on the corners, it's also not enough, because you're basically saying Pi Tikra Yorid Vesotim on three walls, which we don't say. You have to have a proper Tzurat HaPetach. Because if you have a pole on each end, it's considered Tzurat HaPetach for only that one wall that's opposite the door. So what they say you have to do is add some kind of a Tzurat HaPetach additionally on the sides. So end up, if you need to have three or four walls with this Tzurat HaPetach. And then this way it works. So that you have to, again, if that's the case, you have to add on each side next to your door some kind of Tzurat HaPetach, at least, I think it would be at least four Tfachim, if I'm not mistaken. You need at least a Tzurat HaPetach on four Tfachim, and then I believe that would carry you all the way through your, good to double check on that one, but that's what I believe, until the end of your awning, or the overhang, or the roof, wherever it extends.
Okay.
The side walls, as long as it's four tefachim, then that will be enough, I believe, to carry you, because your mashkof is continuing further. And your poles on this side. Okay, we'll have to, I think we're going to get to those halachos later, but I believe that's, I think, okay. Chin mem zayin. Alright. Mina Torah eina chayav ela kishaoker chifetz mirshut hayachid v'hinicha birshus harabim o ibcha. Okay. So, we mentioned, Mina Torah, to take from one domain to another, from one rishus hayachid to rishus harabim, or opposite, if you pick it up and put it down, that's the chayav deraisa. We mentioned before, and we'll mention again, about moving it in rishus harabim dalet amos. Okay, that's another example. But here, right now, we're discussing from one rishut to another. Even if you move it 1 centimeter, 1 inch, it doesn't matter. If you cross the line from one rishut to another, it's an iser deraisa, even a mashu. Okay, and again, this is only if you pick it up and put it down by one person. And the Mishnah Berurah I'll point it on later on. I'll just mention it now. This applies. Also, if you drag it from one to another, again, if you drag it across the line from one rishut to another, or if you throw it across, or you roll it across, it's all the same. Okay. Let's continue. Aval. Pashat yado lifnim, v'chefetz biyad. Now, just make it real simple. Again, when you're reading it, it might be a drop confusing. But just to point out, again, it's real simple. If you take it from one rishut to another by one person, lifts it up and he puts it down, that's a din daraisa. Once somebody's helping you and you're only doing half the work, either lifting it up or putting it down and the other person does the other half, that's an iser derabanan. And we're just going to mention, I'll just give you a little foreshadowing, that if you are taking it and doing it all by yourself, but someone is making it easy for you, is accepting it for you. Like if you pick it up in one reshut and put it down in another reshut in someone else's hand, it's going to be aser, not midin Shabbos, but either mitlifnei iver or misayeya. So that we're going to all see right now. Okay, but that's the halacha for the rest of this eve. Aval, pashat yado lifnim, sometimes you only see the full case once you finish reading it. So I think you're standing outside, right? Pashat yado lifnim, v'chefetz biyado unetalo chavero ha'omed bifnim. So you put your hand inside, and the chefetz is in your hand. V'chefetz biyado unetalo chavero ha'omed bifnim. O shepashat yado lachutz, v'chefetz biyado unentalo chavero haomed bachutz sheze akar vezeh shneim pturim. So the case is, you're standing outside, you put it in, but you don't put it down, the guy takes it from you. Or vice versa, he puts his hand outside, and he's inside, he puts it outside, and you take it from him. So there again, one did the Akira, one did the Hanacha, both of them are Pater Midaraisa, aval Asur la'asot kein Midarabanan. That's Hotza'a Midarabanan. And then, similarly, Vim pashat yado lifnim vechevitz biyado veniach letoch yad chavero haomed bifnim. You're still standing outside, and you put it inside your friend's hand, who's inside. Or shepashat yado lifnim venatal chevitz mitoch yad chavero haomed bifnim vehotzi lechutz. Or this one person who's standing outside, put his hand inside, took it from the hand of his friend. He took it out of his friend's hand and put it back outside. So this one person did everything by himself. He did all the work. He picked it up from his friend's hand, or he put it into his friend's hand. His friend didn't do anything. It just stood there. It was as if this friend wasn't there. Who chayav? So the one who did all the work, the akira and the anacha, he's chayav deraisa, the chavero patur avalasa. But his friend is Pater of Al-Asr because he was Misayeya, or it's Lifnei Iver, depending on the case. Lifnei Iver is basically if you were necessary to help him out. Misayeya is if basically he could have done it on his own, but you just made it easier for him. And then Mishnah Berurah points out that a Jew who is Mumar La'avodas Kachavim, it's also Asr too, to give it to him that has the same din of a Yisrael on this halacha. Okay, and he has a discussion by an Oved Kochavim, if it applies Lifnei Iver or Mesayeya and Ayin Sham. Okay, so this will stay focused on Hotza. Vafilo ima omed bachutz hu eino Yehudi asur mipnei shehu kenotno almanat lahotzi. Now, if you're doing it with a non-Jew, you're standing there and you're basically ki'ilo handing it to him, and you're giving it to him, but you don't put it in his hand. The non-Jew does everything. So the non-Jew is not chayav in keeping Shabbos, but it's as if you asked him to do it for you. It's a form of amira la'akum, and therefore it would be asr. Vehu adin lahotzi yado lachutz venicho biyad chaver omed bachutz shenatal miyad chaver omed bachutz vihichnis bifnim shehaomed bifnim chayav shehu akar vihiniach. So here the one who's doing all the work is standing inside, and he takes it and puts it outside into someone's hand all by himself. Or he takes it from outside and brings it into inside all on his own. So the one who's doing all the work did the akir and hanacha, and he's chayev v'ha'omed bachutz patur aval asur. So for him, it's patur aval asur. Okay. Shin mem chet. For now, we're carrying from one amoshit mirishut l'rishut. Aleph. Haya omed b'rishut ha'yachid v'hotzi yado melea peirot l'rishut sarabim v'toch asara. So you're standing on one rishut, indoors, and you have a basket, or sorry, your hand is full of fruit, grapes, apples, whatever. You take it, or it doesn't matter, one item. Take it outside the doorway. Take it outside your window. If your house is facing the rishus harabim, okay, we'll get to a karmelis at the end. If you're facing a rishus harabim, so then if you're hanging it in the air, below, within 10 tfachim of the ground, so that's a din of rishus harabim. And if it's above, if it's higher, then it would be a makom patur, right? Because rishus harabim only goes 10 high. So if you do it b'shogeg, mutar lahazira le'oto chatzir, you're allowed to bring it right back into the chatzir that you're in, or the house that you're in, whatever the case is. V'asur le'oshita lachatzir acheret. But you already made one boo-boo, that you brought it outside. It's Esu Darabanan to bring it outside, but you did a Bishogeg, so we let you bring it back in. Because we don't want you to drop it there. It'll be over in Esu Daraisa. So we let you bring it back in, but there's a small Knas. You can't put it into someone else's Chatzer. assuming you're allowed to take it from one chatzar to another. Okay. So you're not allowed to take it into someone else's chatzar. You have to bring it back into the same chatzar. There's a little bit of a knas because you want this object out of your room. It's taking up space. You want to get rid of it. So, okay. Ve'im b'meizid, but if you did it b'meizid on Shabbos, you put it outside. Asur afil achzira le'oto chatzar. If you take it outside, you have to stand there until Shabbos is over. You did it b'meizid, that's the knas. Now, v'yesh omrim. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the first opinion, not like we're about to get to. And Mishnah Berurah points out that one can be mekel like the second opinion, which we're about to read. V'yesh omrim. Dehani mile kishyotzia mi ba'odyom. This is only, we give you this knas that you have to stand there for the rest of the day until Shabbos is over, as if you did this Erev Shabbos. I guess the strange scenario, you're going to be there stuck with a kanas of, let's say, 26, 28 hours and holding it there. Aval, im hotzia mishachashecha, but if you brought it out any time during Shabbos, you took it outside your window, mutar lahachzira. Then we're talking about b'meizid. If you did this b'meizid, then you're allowed to bring it in, because if you did a b'shogeg, of course you could bring it back in. Case is b'meizid, you took it outside, Erev Shabbos, then you have to stay with your hand holding it outside. If you did it on Shabbos itself, even b'meizid, whether it's b'shogeg or b'meizid, you can bring it back in. Because shema yashlichem yadov yavo l'dei chiyav chatas. Because even though you did it b'meizid, you still didn't do a chiyav deraisa yet, until you drop it. So therefore, we let you bring it back in. Because chances are, you won't be able to hold it for so long. If you bring it out there Shabbos morning, how many hours can a person keep his hand out there without dropping it? This is if you did it from a Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Im hotzia lekarmelit bechol gavna mutar lehachzira. But if you did it into a Carmelite, then it doesn't matter if it's b'shogeg, b'meizid, it's 100% mutter to bring it back in. Mishnah Berurah says, but yet only back into your chatzer, not to someone else's chatzer. But okay, I think we will. All right, we'll stop.